Now, as you would have heard in our news from yesterday, news came true that the WRC, the World Rally Championship event that we had hoped to be hosting in the country between 2025 and 2027, is now dead in the water, with confirmation that Ireland is no longer being considered as a host nation next year. Now, this is after there was much excitement early this year when Motorsport Ireland confirmed that Kerry, Limerick and the South East region, Waterford, would each host the service park, which is a central hub for the rally teams, the media centre, the medical centre, for one of the 3 years it was planning to bring the full event of the WRC to the country, starting in 2025. Here in Kerry, the north campus of the MTU, Kerry in Tralee, was where there was going to be a service park located, with a huge benefit and spin-off for the county. However, in a statement, Motorsport Ireland yesterday afternoon confirmed the news that the governing body has said to pull out of the bidding process because of, they claim, a delay by the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Celtic Sport and Media and Equality in undertaking further independent economic assessment and analysis of their proposal. Motorsport Ireland have described the situation as very frustrating. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, we have got Sean Moriarty of Kerry Motor Club, part of the team behind the Tralee element of the bid, and also Mayor of Kerry, Councillor Jim Finucane. Good morning to both of you. Sean, I'll start with you. How disappointed are you and others in Motorsport Kerry this morning?
Yeah, it's very disappointing news yesterday, Gerry. You know, there's a lot of work went into this and a lot of effort went in between the team itself within Kerry Motor Club, and additional support from Killarney and District Motor Club, huge support from Tralee Chamber Alliance, and the MTU, the management and staff up there were all very supportive of bringing this huge event to the county. But unfortunately, we got the news yesterday that that funding isn't available, and it's disappointing, but I suppose we take the positives from it, and it was a group of volunteers within Kerry Motor Club and additionally Killarney and District Motor Club came together to attempt to bring this thing to County Kerry. And you know, we put through proposals, presentations, propositions, and to put these in front of the governing body in Ireland, Motorsport Ireland, and put them in front of the World Rally Championship promoter. And to think that a group of volunteers in County Kerry are capable of putting forward such of a presentation and being considered by the world governing body of our sport just shows the strength and depth and the skill and experience that exists in County Kerry. And I think that's one thing that both the big team itself and the Kerry Motor Club and Killarney District Motor Club can be very proud of.
And that it all was put together and you were up and running with regards to it. But at the same time, you're obviously very disappointed. Where does this go now, do you think? Is this dead in the water for good? Or is there a chance for reapplying? Is that what we're talking about here? And would you be disappointed that there was this delay, as Motorsport Ireland have said, is they were waiting for an answer from the government. 5 million for each area, 15 million needed. And they're saying the major sports unit of the department came back and said, look, sorry, we need 6 more months to look at this, and that effectively killed off the bid.
The door is ever so slightly open to maybe revisit it again this time next year, but that would be down to lots of different things. The government did offer to do an economic impact study and you know, bring Motorsport Ireland under the tent in that one, if you like, to create this this economic impact study with a view to representing everything for a potential 2026. But it's not as easy as that. Like, I mean, that's what the government are saying to Motorsport Ireland, is to create the impact study. But these things tend to go on a minimum 3-year cycle. So as we had hoped, Ireland would host this event 25, 26 and 27. The Motorsport World Council is meeting this week, and they won't ratify the calendar. The provisional calendar would probably be announced at that, and that would be a 3-year cycle. So
yeah, so you're looking really at 2028 at the earliest, would you think?
Yes, and then okay. You're looking in the dynamics change. I mean, we had for example, we had Paul Nagel on our side for the last 6 months. Paul is very influential in the World Rally Championship, and he only retired from the sport late in 2022. In 3 years' time, you know, different people are at the top table.
Yeah, and other countries will be putting together bids, and there'll be more competition.
Yeah, and Paul's influence will change with the fact that the senior management in these world councils change as well. So all these things come into effect as well. Like right now, it's kind of just lick the wounds, and as I say, the really proud thing for us is that a bunch of volunteers within the local motor clubs were able to face the world governing body, and the world governing body thought we were good enough. They actually used the words that the MTU and the North Campus in Tralee was a world-class facility for this type of event. And I think Tralee and the whole of County Kerry can be proud of the fact that we have world-class facilities, and we have people and volunteers in our sport that are capable of facing off the world governing body and being considered. Politics aside, whatever happened between Munster of Ireland and the government, I'm not going to get into that. But I think Kerry Motor Club and indeed the whole North Sport community in County Kerry can be very proud that we were in a position to do this.
Okay, so. All right. So I'm saying that we've Jim Finucane, Mayor of Tralee, with us, or Mayor of Kerry, I should say, with us on the line, Caherlick Kerry County Council. Jim, good morning to you. How disappointed are you at this turn of events?
Very disappointed, Jerry. I mean, we had met and Sean was, and I'd like to again echo what he said about the members in Kerry, between the Kerry Motor Club and the Killarney District Club. There was a huge motivated group of people pushing this. I said at the time that it was a huge marketing opportunity for the county and even Munster, because if you took into account Limerick and Waterford, and obviously the national impact that such an event would have in the whole region was going to be significant. I think it's most disappointing that it was a time issue or an evaluation issue, because one of the discussions that we had at the start of this was that the department had been impressed with the amount of time or how early the whole bid was being put to them. And one would have assumed from that they would have had adequate time to carry out this evaluation. Now, I still believe, you know, looking back on this, that we need to know why, what are the issues. This evaluation should be done for any future event, and as Sean outlined, there might be opportunities in the future that we can take, but we need to know and not go through this process again and a similar type of reason given. So I would be encouraging the minister and his department carry out this evaluation. There was an application before him. I think everybody needs to know, is the economic aspect of this thing, is it viable and whatever, so that for future reference, if anybody is bidding for one of these world type of events, regardless of what sport it is in, that we have some of the homework done, and that we're in a position to move with an expediency. I mean, the commercial aspect of this, the commercial reality doesn't wait for people to carry out evaluations. You're either
chasing this thing
or you're not.
We have a little bit of insight into what the department have said to us. We asked Minister Thomas Byrne to come on the programme this morning. No word on that, obviously not available, but what they've said in response to our questions about, you know, Motorsport Ireland's concerns about the delays in assessing it, they have said in its assessment the department considered the experience in Ireland and outside of Ireland in terms of hosting the event in the past. The department also engaged with key stakeholders including Fáilte Ireland and Sport Ireland. Following this assessment by the department and engagement with Motorsport Ireland, the department identified potential issues regarding Motorsport Ireland's proposal, including the likely return on investment, the displacement impacts of holding an event in busy tourism months, and capacity concerns. So it seems that the department is saying there were issues with the bid in terms of the money that would be made back and whether it would fit into our tourism season.
Yeah, I find that if you look at, for example, the Ryder Cup to be held in Adair in Limerick, you know, and close us, and there will be benefit in this county for accommodation and so forth. And if you look at what effort was made to get the Adair bypass in train for that particular sporting event. So any of these major world events that bring world media to them, obviously there is work, there is commitment, there is investment required to successfully bring them. But you have to look not alone at the economic aspects of this thing, how many bed nights are filled in the region, but also just the sheer marketing television coverage of major scenic location roads, some of the locations where this rally would take place. And it's the spin-off. It's not often the actual bed nights, but it's the amount of spin-off that can last for quite a number of years. So it's, you know, to my mind, I still find that reasoning weak. I find it just really, did we have the capacity to carry out that evaluation within the department? Should it have gone to a private company to carry out that evaluation? But the bid was significant enough that we should have gone the extra mile for it, and I firmly believe that. We have done it for other, and I mentioned the Ryder Cup and the Adair Bypass, the linkage between those two events and what had to be done to ensure that progress was made on the Adair Bypass. So we have done it in the past. I feel, you know, this was a unique opportunity, and again, we had seen it. We've seen it in other countries, the amount of footage, the amount of helicopters and aircraft, you know, taking footage of, perhaps, and particularly our county, in this type of environment, would show extremely well. And then the whole aspect of bringing people who participated in the rally, bringing their families back the second year or the third year, but making an opportunity to make an impact and bringing people back for quite a number of years.
Would you like to see more clarity from Thomas Byrne then as to what was wrong with this bid, and also would he support a bid, or would the government support a bid in the future?
Well, absolutely. I don't believe it's good enough just to state, look, we're at here, we didn't have enough time. We want to know how much time should have been allocated. I think that they owe it to the people who push this whole concept to give to do that analysis and to have it for a future reference, so that we're not going back over old ground again. And then if there was any way that we can get back to Motorsport Ireland in the future, if we had that evidence before us and that proof and that this is economically viable and attractive, I think we should still go back and still, but I just wouldn't give up on it. But I believe that the minister and his department just can't leave it as it stands. We need to know why. We need a commitment that they will fulfil that evaluation, so that any other sporting body, whether it's tennis or anything else, if they want to bring a worldwide event to this country, that we have the homework done and that we're in a place that we can actively chase it with energy and commitment.
Sure. Okay, Sean Marty, final point to you on this before we go. Looking at this bid in the future, and this is obviously hypothetical in terms of a bid down the line, would it be an idea, and I know the idea was to spread out the benefit here by going to Limerick and Waterford and going to Kerry, would it be an idea in terms of the, I'd imagine, the setup costs for a service park like this and a rally, that it would be held in one location in Ireland for the 3 years?
A couple of things.
Or does
that
matter?
First thing I would say is that I don't buy into the excuse that the date was an issue. For example, if the Tour de France decided to roll into Ireland for two or 3 days, that major event takes place in July, which is going to be a busy tour.
In the middle of the... Yeah. Yeah.
And that would happen. So I don't kind of buy into that the date was an issue. It's also interesting in the fact that since our bid proposal was put forward in late November, December and early January this year, the overall rules of the World Rally Championship are about to be changed as well, and there is a potential to have maybe we'll say a rolling HQ that you could start your event say in Tralee overnight in Limerick and finish in Waterford, or vice versa, start in Waterford overnight in Limerick and finish in Tralee. Those potential new routes are coming down the line in 26-27, so I don't believe that would be a stumbling block either. I mean, I live in hope and hope that we could, like a lot of the headlines this morning are saying dead in the water. I wouldn't like to use that phrase. We're not ones for giving up. But as Jim said, I think it's a bit disappointment that the department didn't decide to go the extra mile. And we were promised an announcement in the couple of days leading up to St. Patrick's weekend. You look at the political climate in the country that time, there was a referendum lost. there was the traditional political exodus to Sydney, New York, etc. around St. Patrick's weekend, due to the resignation of the Taoiseach, the Easter holidays, the re-election of a new Taoiseach and the appointment of a cabinet reshuffle, and I suppose it was the perfect political storm went against us, and if all them five or six political things didn't happen at the same time,
neither of those things helped. I know what you're saying, Sean. Look,
a little bit more time to get that over the line.
To get that over the line, yeah. Okay, Sean, we're out of time, but thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning about that. That's Sean Moriarty there, one of the people behind a debate from Kerry point of view, and the Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, Mayor of Kerry, Jim Finucane. If you have a view on what they had to say, get in touch with us. We've reports this morning of a minor crash in Killarney at the Cleaney roundabout affecting the Madams Hill area in Ahado. Delays into the town. It's not serious, but it's causing some delays to traffic. So just be aware if you're travelling this morning. It's a busy morning out there. A minor crash, and it's holding things up in that situation. A listener gets in touch, says, Jerry, it was obvious from the start that the government would never give funding for something like rallying because of their policies and attitudes towards emissions. John in Cork gets in touch and says he thinks it's a disgrace this bid has been ruined by politicians and their non-support for rallying. He says when you look at all the money put into other sports like horse racing and GAA every year and the whole FAI debacle, this event would have put the country on screens to millions, a missed opportunity by an out-of-touch government. We have Deputy Michael Healy-Ray, who released a statement after the news came through yesterday with regards to the World Rally Championship branding the situation an utter disgrace. Deputy Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Well, first of all, Jerry, thank you for the opportunity, and good morning to all your listeners, but in particularly to the rallying people of Kerry and indeed of the Limerick and Waterford regions. This is a major disappointment. The Kerry Motor Club, Motorsport Ireland, the Killarney District Motor Club under Thomas G. Rendles from Kilgarvan, Paul Nagle, Sean Moriarty, all of these people, they came together. We met in the MTU. There was an excellent presentation. There was a lot of politicians there. And this program, as I call it, this plan of work, was going to be a massive boost to the Kerry region. You couldn't estimate the amount of revenue it would have brought in to the three regions involved. You couldn't imagine, as Mary, who sent in a comment there, said, the massive publicity that we would have worldwide when the vision of the scenery that we have. We all know we have excellent hospitality. The MTU was an excellent facility to have as a base. It was absolutely astounding. So we gave government all the ingredients. And I'm not on here this morning to criticize government, but I'm here to talk facts. There was a presentation made to the Minister, Minister Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for Sport, Physical Education and the Gaeltacht. I had raised this in the Dáil to the previous Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who, to be fair to him, gave a very positive response. I raised it with the new Taoiseach. It was one of the first things that I did going to his office after he being elected and making the case again on behalf of Kerry and the other regions involved. I had spoken to Thomas Byrne as late as last week, and to be fair, he had indicated and used these words that he thought it was a bit late in the day for us to be coming. But you see, it wasn't now we were coming. The case was made to them many months ago in late November and December. So nobody could go saying that we came at them looking for 15 million and gave them no time. Government have often released funding for other different reasons in a far shorter time frame, and without maybe perhaps as good a case being put forward. I think that that Kerry Motor Club, Killarney District Club and Motorsport Ireland, I really think that they put forward an excellent case, and the revenue that was going to be brought back was going to be massive. The figures that were being spoken about was an investment to put in 15 million by the government of our taxpayers' money and get back up to 300 or 350 million in a payback. It was a massive return, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, just on that question, because there was an interesting piece written about this by Martin Walsh in the motorsport section of the Irish Examiner Friday last week, when he was pointing out that this whole thing is at risk of falling apart. And he made the point During the launch process, it was claimed each of the three events would generate €100 million. Now, he said, interestingly, figures available on Rally Finland, one of the most popular rounds of the WRC where it happens every year, stated the economic impact of the 2023 event was €19 million, of which €14.6 million was direct revenues from tourism, money spent by visitors arriving from outside of the region. So that there's a big difference there, isn't there? Wouldn't that call into question perhaps maybe the claim €100 million would be delivered for each location or the country every year of the 3 years?
There is, but could I give you the answer that I'd have to that, Jerry? And Martin is an excellent correspondent and writes very well on particularly motorsport issues. But the point about this is, when you have a vision that goes out around the world, and it could be programs on the television, on the sports channels, and when people see scenery, for example, it puts a seed in their head as to, wouldn't that be a lovely place to go? It could be 6 months later, it could be 12 months later. That couple, that individual, they could say, well, you know, we'll go on a break. You know, that was a very interesting thing the time we watched the rally and we saw Ireland. And the next thing they'd say, right, we'll go there. And they'd come. And then you could have another spin off that, because they could tell their friends and relatives and family members, well, we went there, the hospitality was great, the scenery was lovely. And that's how you bring in revenue. Now, quantifying that, of course, putting that, if you were an accountant, if you were a person charged with putting forward a financial spreadsheet, is what you can get back out of what you invest. It's very hard to quantify that type of publicity. But again, it's like I keep saying here in Dublin, that Killarney and Kerry is the tourism capital of the world. If you keep saying something and keep hyping it up, and if you put forward your best foot all the time, it gets through eventually. And we have an excellent product in Kerry, and I think that the government were short-sighted, and I think they just made a poor decision. I'm not coming out pitching them into the fires of hell over it, and I'll tell you why. Lacuna Day, the Taoiseach did say last night, and he said something along the lines of that the response by government wasn't positive now, but that it could be looked at in the future. Now, yeah. The only thing I'd say about that is, that'd be the same as Jerry O'Sullivan saying, I wasn't asked to so-and-so's wedding, but sure, maybe they'll ask me to their next wedding. How do we know that there's going to be another wedding? So, like, my point is, we were ready now. The timing was right now. I think government have failed us, but at the same time, I don't want to burn any bridge.
I understand that, but you would, and this is what they're saying. Motorsport Ireland thought state support to host rounds of the FAI World Rally Championship to the value of €4 million per annum, which is €12 million. In response to this proposal, the major sports events unit examined the material submitted. In its assessment, the department considered experience in Ireland and outside of Ireland of hosting this event in the past. They engaged with Fáilte Ireland, Sport Ireland, and their assessment identified potential issues regarding Motorsports Ireland's proposal, including the likely return on investment, the displacement impacts of holding the event in busy tourism months, and capacity concerns. So there was a number of problems with the bid.
There was, but do you know one thing that they said, Jerry, in their response? They said that they'd need a further 6 months to evaluate the request. For God's sake, Jerry, do you know, if we started from scratch, you could nearly build the space shuttle in the next 6 months. How much time does it take to examine a financial spreadsheet and a proposal and to look at it? It doesn't take, do you know, I make out if we started early in the morning, you should have a fairly good decision made that night, that you don't have to be looking for a thing. I mean, even the practicalities of thinking about why they should be looking at it for 6 months, that's a nonsensical response. And for the minister to actually come out and say that, it's very poor political judgment. I don't agree with it. But again, I my attitude is, we're in this for the long haul. We have
so hopefully down the line something will happen. Okay, Michael, yes, we're going to have to leave it there.
But, But yeah. Just finally, Gary, just really, I do want to compliment so many, like the likes of Sean Moriarty put his heart and soul into it, as did Thomas Randles, Paul Nagel, a worldwide ambassador now for rallying, one of the best rally drivers we ever had. And all of these great people in the motor club, they came together, they gave it their best shot. But you know, we might be down today, but we're not out of the race. Okay. We might have lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war. We'll keep rallying anyway.
All right.